You're listening to The Drive on 770 CHQR.
Wanted to get to this story as soon as I heard about it this morning, or actually last night, because I think it is really, really, really important. And, you know, here's the deal. We've all heard those sad, sad stories over the years about newborn babies being abandoned, being left in dumpsters, back alleys, left to be found by strangers or to die. Well, there's a new initiative in Calgary that is hoping to support mothers in need and possibly save lives. It's called Hope's Cradle. Jordan Guildford runs Gems for Gems and has been instrumental in getting the Hope's Cradle up and running. Jordan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it so much.
Oh, well, first off, tell me, what is Gems for Gems?
Gems for Gems is a nationally registered charity, but operated in Calgary. And our whole mission is to be able to end the cycle of domestic abuse. Over the years, we've had a few different initiatives, but during COVID, we are focusing on our COVID restriction friendly initiatives, which is our scholarship program for survivors and Hope's Cradle now.
So let's talk about Hope's Cradle. You know, unfortunately, we know we've heard the stories out of Calgary. I think the last one that I remember a couple of years back about a baby that was found dead in a parking lot somewhere. Was that what led to the push for this, or was there something more?
You know what? For the last 2 and a bit years, we've been working to be able to get this project off the ground, and obviously our timing was unfortunate considering COVID hit us all shortly after we started this climb. But it was actually our board chair, who is Detective Dave Sweet, Calgary, in the Calgary Police Force. He brought this to our board, and he had seen too many babies, essentially, and asked us if there was anything that our organization could do. And our board voted immediately, unanimously, yes. Mm. So it was really his firsthand knowledge of it that brought it to our attention. And we were very excited to be able to bring this resource to Calgary.
And these Hope's Cradles, or Angels Cradles, as they're called in other cities, including Vancouver and Edmonton, has had one in place for about 10 years now. It's only been used once, but they did say that they believe it saved that child's life. So give us an idea how it's going to work in Calgary, Jordan.
Sure. So we're doing a few things a little differently than what the other ones are. We chose the name Hope's Cradle to make it so that it wasn't affiliated with any different religion or anything that might polarize people. We want to make sure that everyone knows that this is an anonymous, safe place to surrender your baby, as opposed to the alternative, which is obviously an unsafe abandonment. But the way it works is that it will be in a fire station, which is unlike the other ones as well. Mm-hmm. The fire station will be manned the whole time. And the way it works is there will be an outside door, and the mother will open it. And inside there will be a cradle. She will place the baby and take an envelope out with her, close the door. And once she closes the door, the alarm will go off. And then she will have 2 minutes to be able to leave the area without having any questions asked and her identity completely concealed. There'll be no cameras, no lights or anything.
That fire station, you're not ready to release the exact location just yet, though?
Not just yet, but we will very soon. They're just getting a few finishing touches done.
Okay, so once the baby's been dropped off there the person who placed the baby there has 2 minutes, he takes that envelope. What's in that envelope, and then what happens to the baby?
So thank you for asking that question. The envelope is where a large difference maker comes between Gems for Gems and the other organizations. In our envelope, the postage will already be paid. There will be an opportunity for the parent or guardian to write a letter to the baby. Mm-hmm. There will also be a medical form that the guardian can send back in as well. Also a list of resources that can help with postpartum health and also outline her rights. So for instance, one of those rights is that she has 30 days to be able to change her mind.
Oh, wow. Okay. And because, you know, here's the thing, Jordan, and I keep thinking, I've thought a lot about this. The mental health aspect has got to come into play as well. So I think it's important that there's an opportunity or some you know, documents that can say, hey, you know what, this is where you can get some help if needed.
Yeah, and I love that you're bringing that up, because it's very easy to look at this and villainize one side of this equation. But there are many reasons why people have turned to this option, most of which are absolutely heartbreaking situations that I would never wish on anyone. So we've actually been very fortunate to have a psychologist that has worked with Gems for Gems numerous times, named Nicole Bullock. And she will be a direct link for these women. And so she essentially will triage them and help find them the help that they need without having to put them through all the usual questions that they would get from most organizations, which are as simple as how's baby, where's baby. So we will skip all of those once we understand that it's a Hope's Cradle referral.
All right. And so when it comes to the baby, you say that mom has 30 days to change mind. But give me an idea of what will happen to baby in those 30 days and then after the 30 days.
So once the baby once the alarm goes off, the staff at the fire station will immediately go to the cradle and do whatever protocol is necessary, depending on the health and safety of the baby. The ambulance will already have been called, and the baby will go to the hospital, and it will be moved forward the same way as it would be if the baby had been abandoned anywhere else.
If the baby has been seen to be suffering any injury, does that change what happens?
It does, and this is a good question. So if the baby has been injured in any way, shape, or form, if there's any form of abuse seen on the baby or found later, the identity of the parent will be pursued. If the baby is in good condition, that will be completely protected and full anonymity will be continued moving forward.
If you needed to track down the mom, the whoever put the baby in there, you know, if it's supposed to be anonymous, how would you try to track her down?
So there won't be any cameras, and like I said too, there will be no lighting around there. So it would be on a case-by-case basis, and that would really be left up to CPS. That's not our wheelhouse, but I know in the past what they've done is they've reached out to the community and asked for help that way.
Before I let you go, and you know, people can find out more about Hope's Cradle at the Gems for Gems website. There's some great information on there. You're going to be releasing the location of that fire hall just outside of Calgary here in the next few weeks. So we'll watch for that, Jordan. But I want to just cycle back, you know, some final thoughts here on this. And you mentioned, I would agree with you. I think it's very easy for people to villainize someone who does this, not realizing the situation that they may be in. What do you want to say to folks who are listening to right now who may be thinking that, like, how could you ever do this? What do you say to them?
I think that we all need to have a little bit of grace and understanding that no one ever really knows what anyone is going through. Being abused and having an unsafe and unhealthy home life can do a lot to the mental stability and capabilities of anyone. And I think as we move forward through this, I also would like to make sure that anyone who is contemplating this option understands that we are not villainizing them. Mm-hmm. And what we understand is that we don't understand. And we want to be here for you in your time of need.
Jordan, we'll continue to watch for more information. Thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you so much. We have several fundraising opportunities too. Our raffle box is up as well. So if anyone's interested in contributing, we would love the support.
The website Gems for Gems. Jordan Guilford joining us this afternoon. Thank you, Jordan.
The Drive, 3:30 to 6 weekday afternoons on 770 CHQR.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.